Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Ouch! I just cut myself on the paper here. I got a boo-boo. I guess I'm going to need some sort of a Band-Aid or maybe a plaster or something like that.
Boo-boo is a little kid's language. Adults usually don't say, I've got a boo-boo.
What makes you think I'm an adult?
Yeah, that is true. You are kind of childlike. If a little kid hurts himself when we're growing up, we often say, oh, I got a boo-boo. Because, you know, we don't have that many words we can say when we're 3 years old, Tom. I think you're a little older than three.
But that does not stop me from getting cut from time to time. And so I still need a Band-Aid from time to time, like I do now. Good thing I have one here in the studio with me. I'll just stick it on here, and I'll be as good as new pretty quickly here. But today, the subject of our lesson is Band-Aids. Kiss the boo-boos away. We're going to talk about where these things came from and why they have made our life so convenient. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. You are flipping through some documents when suddenly the seemingly smooth edge of the paper cuts you like a sharp knife. Blood starts to ooze from this shallow injury, which for some reason caused a disproportionate amount of pain. You anxiously search for a Band-Aid and wrap it around your finger. Feeling better, you can't help but wonder how people dressed their wounds before the convenient invention of adhesive bandages. In 1920, Earl Dixon worked as a cotton buyer at Johnson & Johnson, the pharmaceutical and medical device giant. Dixon's wife, Josephine, often cut or burned her fingers while preparing their meals. Out of concern for his wife, Earl made bandages by cutting up pieces of gauze and sticking them onto adhesive tape. After doing this several times, Earl decided it was time to come up with a better solution. He sat down one night and prepared several bandages in advance, attaching gauze squares along a strip of adhesive tape that he then covered with a fabric called crinoline. His wife would then cut a piece off the strip whenever she needed it. Before long, Earl brought this idea to his boss. Johnson & Johnson soon began to produce adhesive bandages, coining the term Band-Aid. In 1924, the company put it into mass production. However, sales were initially low. It was not until Johnson & Johnson offered Boy Scout troops free Band-Aids and donated unlimited supplies to the military during World War II that sales soared. Band-Aids now come in different patterns, shapes, and sizes. There are antibiotic, waterproof, fabric, and plastic varieties. If you ever have a small cut, remember, everything will be okay with an okay bung.
Okay, guys, we talked about what a boo-boo is before we started. A Band-Aid is actually the name of a brand. It's a brand name of something that we put on our cuts and any sort of injury we have. I just used a Band-Aid last night. Now, nowadays, there are other companies that produce these little bandages that we put on little boo-boos. I know the one that I bought last week seemed to have a name that started with an N, but I can't remember what it is.
You mean the brand name or
what
they actually
name.
Called the
no,
product?
No, the brand name. You know, nowadays, though, everybody just calls those little things that we put on boo-boos Band-Aids because that was the first brand to come along. We often do that. For example, Xerox was the first company who made a copy machine or a copier. So sometimes we'll just say, hey, can you Xerox this for me?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, brand names sometimes become the vernacular words that we use in everyday conversation.
Like
Kleenex. Jell-O is another one.
Yeah.
Kleenex, they're tissues. There's
sure.
a company that makes those. Do you have a Kleenex? I need to blow my nose.
Even Coke. You know,
yeah,
some people
Coke,
will say,
Coke,
can I have a Coke,
Coke
but they really want a Schweppes.
Yeah,
know?
I guess down south, the word Coke applies to any fizzy drink.
Yeah,
but
soda.
In any case, here we're talking about Band-Aids. That, again, is a copyrighted term, so we need to capitalize both the B and the A. That's what we call them in America.
Uh-huh.
I think if you're in England or other places, they may say plasters or just simply adhesive bandages, which we'll get to in just a second. Here's something that might possibly happen to you. You are flipping through some documents when suddenly the seemingly smooth edge of the paper cuts you like a sharp knife.
Ow!
Yep, that's a paper cut, and sometimes that does happen. You kind of wonder, gee, how could a piece of paper cut my finger? But if you hit it at the right angle, at the right speed, you could actually cut yourself.
You really can. I hate those paper cuts. Sometimes they really bleed a lot, too. If you're flipping through some documents, you have a lot of pieces of paper together, and you're just looking through all of them probably pretty quickly, and sometimes those sharp edges will cut your skin, and it kind of hurts. You can also flip through a magazine. When I go to the doctor's office or I'm waiting for the dentist, I'll often flip through some magazines. Or if you're watching TV and you have the remote control in your hand, you might be flipping through some channels to see what you want to watch.
So that's the verb phrase here. So you're flipping through some documents, some pieces of paper, and then you thought it was a smooth edge, but it cuts you like a sharp knife, and blood starts to ooze from this shallow injury. Ooze here as a verb just means something kind of comes out slowly. Blood doesn't start to spurt out. That would be pretty bad. But in this case, it's just coming out kind of slowly here. And, well, you can't just leave it alone there. You know, it might get infected. You probably need to wash it and sterilize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to put some kind of bandage on it.
That's right. So I wanted to mention, too, we'll often use ooze, this verb, to talk about a liquid that's a little thick when it oozes out. Yeah, that's
like,
pretty scary.
Like sometimes the pus will ooze out from your pores or things like that.
Okay, that's gross. One time I cut my thumb, though, and the blood was squirting out really fast, so I had to quickly go to the ER and get some stitches.
Uh-oh.
Well, sometimes, just for these little tiny paper cuts, which we're calling a shallow injury, shallow means not deep, so it's not a deep cut, but wow, you sure get a lot of blood and a lot of pain. So we're saying, you know, it's not really a bad injury, but it causes a disproportionate amount of pain means there's really too much pain for how small the injury is. It really shouldn't hurt as badly as it does, but I've noticed that our fingertips are very sensitive, and if you cut them, you'll often experience quite a bit of pain.
A disproportionate amount of pain. You anxiously search for a Band-Aid and wrap it around your finger. So there you go. That's what you would do in this particular instance. I don't know if these are actually sold in Taiwan, but you'd probably have to use a local equivalent of that. In any case here, feeling better, you can't help but wonder how people dress their wounds before the convenient invention of adhesive bandages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does seem kind of convenient if you do cut yourself, and we do cut ourselves from time to time. When I was trying to trim my toenails the other day, the clippers slipped and cut a little bit of skin there, although that's kind of a hard place to put a bandage on, but I somehow did it.
Yeah, so we dress our wounds. It doesn't mean you put clothes on them. It means you put a bandage on a place on your body that's been injured, maybe cut, maybe you scraped your knee when you fell down. So you want to do that, and we often would just kind of put a piece of cloth around these wounds before Band-Aids were invented. We're calling them adhesive bandages. They were a convenient invention. Someone thought it up. They didn't exist before. They're new. Adhesive means something that sticks quickly to a surface. So a type of adhesive, of course, would be glue or tape. And a bandage is usually a piece of material that you use to wrap around or bind a wound or an injured part of your body to protect it.
Indeed, and adhesive here comes from the verb to adhere, which means to stick something to something else. And a bandage, as you said, is something you use when you get hurt. Now, in 1920, we've got a man by the name of Earl Dixon. This is an unusual spelling here, E-A-R-L-E. Usually it's without the E, the last E. But in this case, this is his name, Earl Dixon. He worked as a cotton buyer at Johnson & Johnson. Cotton, of course, is a kind of plant that is used to make clothing. A lot of times it's used to make T-shirts and socks and stuff like that. And Johnson & Johnson, you've all heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Johnson & Johnson is pretty well known here for making disposable contact lenses,
I think.
My wife used to use those.
Oh, okay.
And what is Johnson & Johnson? Well, it's a pharmaceutical and medical device giant. Ooh, pharmaceutical means it has to do with pills and medicine.
Yeah, I used to work for the world's largest pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. That is P-F-I-Z-E-R. They make a lot of good drugs. These guys also produce, a pharmaceutical means a type of medicine, right? But a device, a medical device, is some sort of little machine or mechanical device or object that you can use. Of course, here we're talking about medical devices that are used for treating some sort of disease or medical condition. For example, a pacemaker, which is a little piece of equipment that you can put in your body to help your heart beat more regularly. So this is Johnson & Johnson, and Earl worked for them. His wife, Josephine, would often cut or burn her fingers while she was preparing meals. Maybe she was a little careless, a little sloppy, but it's pretty easy to cut your fingers or even burn your hands while you're cooking, that's for sure. Now, out of his concern for his wife, he thought, oh, wow, I got to help my wife. So he made these little bandages to put on her wounds by cutting up pieces of gauze. It's a really, really thin, light type of cotton that we often use in medicine when we bind our wounds. Or we use it in bandages. I know that. I've used gauze before.
Me too.
Yeah. And then he would take those little pieces of gauze and stick them onto adhesive tape. So that was his first try at trying to help his wife with her cuts and burns. We're going to find out what more he did to improve his first little invention here. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要来看的就是 OK 泵它的来源。首先来看到第一个空格的句子。You anxiously blank one, a band-aid, and wrap it around your finger. 不小心做家事弄伤了自己，所以你就会焦急的去寻找这个 OK 棒，然后呢，把它缠绕在你的手指。那么我们来看一下第一题的 A 选项 ,search for, 有寻找的意思。B, consist of, 有什么组成。C, cope with,处理应付 D, bring about 发生当然咯要寻找的就是 Band-Aid 所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 A, search for 第二个空格的句子写着 Feeling better You, blank two Wonder how people dressed their wounds Before the convenient invention of adhesive bandages那么当你呢感觉好了一点之后你会怎么样我们首先来看一下 wonder 其实就是有想知道怀疑到底呢在有这么便利的粘性绷带发明之前人们是如何包扎伤口的呢我们先来看一下在后面的 adhesive 其实就是指有粘性的意思在第二题的选项当中我们在这里要告诉同学的是如果我们英文写的是 can't help but 后面要加原形动词代表的是忍不住不禁怎么样的意思有时候我们也可以说 can't help 再加上 ving 也是有相同的意思所以当你呢已经手指缠上了 OK 泵感觉比较好你就不禁怀疑到底以前人们是怎么样处理这种状况的呢所以第二题的标准答案我们就选择 B can't help but接着我们就要在第二段里面告诉大家其实是起源于1920年这个叫做 Earl Dixon 他的发明因为他的太太呢做事受伤了所以第三个空格的句子提到 Out of blank three for his wife Earl made bandages by cutting up pieces of gauze and sticking them onto adhesive tape那么呢出于对他太太的怎么样是这位先生呢就借由把这个纱布 切成小片，然后粘在胶布上，就做成了绷带。我们来看一下第三题 ，A 选项 passion 热情 ，B capacity 容量 ，C concern 关怀关切 ，D assistance 协助。因为太太手受伤了，所以出于对太太的关怀，他就做了一个暂时性的绷带。那么，所以第三题的标准答案，我们就选择 C concern。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's resume our lesson here. Remember, we're talking about how Band-Aids came about. We've got to go way back to 1920. We've got Earl Dixon working for Johnson & Johnson. And his wife used to cut her fingers when making food, so he made some bandages. He used gauze, and then he would stick them onto adhesive tape, or sticky tape, sometimes it's called. And after doing this several times, Earl decided it was time to come up with a better solution. He probably yelled at his wife a lot, "Would you quit being so careless in the kitchen?
No.
Would you stop cutting your fingers?" But, you know, old habits die hard. She just couldn't stop cutting her fingers, so he had to do something about it, and he made bandage after bandage, and he thought, I've got to do something else. Every time I got to make these bandages, it takes all sorts of time. So he sat down one night and prepared several bandages in advance. In advance here just means ahead of time, before you do something else. You just prepare these things for when you're going to need them.
Yeah, I think it's really smart to prepare your belongings or materials that you need in advance. For example, if I have to get up really early in the morning, before I go to bed, I'll put aside the books or folders that I need in advance. I'll put them into my bag so I don't forget them. This morning, I almost left the house without my telephone. My smartphone. It was sitting on my desk and I had to run back. So when it gets rushed in the morning, you forget things. So you should prepare your things in advance. So he did prepare several bandages in advance by attaching gauze squares along a strip of adhesive tape that he then covered with a fabric called crinoline. I know crinoline because my mom used to sew dresses for me when I was a little girl. And your skirt would have crinoline underneath it to make it stand up. It's so pretty. So crinoline, which isn't a word you'll see very much, so don't worry too much about that word. But attach is one of our vocabulary words. And if you attach something to something else, you fasten them together, you join them together, you put them together so they stick together.
That's what you do. So this is how he made, the first Band-Aids here with this crinoline here, which, as you just said, is not really a common word. I didn't know this word before today's lesson myself.
Oh, that's because you don't sew.
True. I guess my mother would know this.
Crinoline skirts. It's not material that would go like the fabric you could see. It's always the underskirt.
Yeah, for the slip, I guess.
Not the slip. It's actually literally part of a skirt. It's just you've got layers of crinoline to make the skirt stand up a little
kind of like
more.
The fringe, sort of, huh?
Yeah, kind of. Underneath, it's pretty.
Okay, but in any case, it's a kind of cloth, basically. And he covered it using this fabric. There are different kinds of fabrics out there. Just cloth that is used for sewing and stuff, fabrics. And his wife could then cut a piece off the strip whenever she needed it. So I guess this is something that could be used, you know, many times. It's prepared in advance. He doesn't have to make one at a time. This is how he basically mass-produced them for his dear wife.
Pretty smart. Notice here that we're saying he then covered them with a fabric. Fabric is usually non-count. You know, I'm going to buy some fabric. But here, we're trying to say there are different types of fabrics. Yes, we can put an S on when you're talking about different types or kinds of fabric. Here, he picked a fabric that worked very well for his invention called crinoline. But just be aware that if you go to the store to buy some fabric or material to make a dress, don't say, I'm going to go buy a fabric or a fabrics, unless they're very different kinds. So anyway, he got this all prepared in advance for his wife. Pretty smart. So anytime his wife would cut her finger or burn her hands, she's kind of sloppy, I must say. I haven't cut my fingers that much cooking. His wife would then take some scissors and cut a piece off that long strip he'd prepared whenever she needed to.
That's exactly what she did. And before long, we're in the next paragraph here, it said, before long, Earl brought his idea to his boss. So he had this idea. He thought, this is kind of interesting. Not only my wife, but also other people could possibly use this invention. So, I work for Johnson & Johnson. We kind of make stuff like that. So, hey, maybe my boss would like this idea, and they could copyright this idea. I might get some extra money. Maybe I can retire early or something like that. So he brought the idea to his boss, and then Johnson & Johnson soon began to produce adhesive bandages. And they coined the term Band-Aid. Okay, so that's why it's a copyrighted term. You can't use it yourself if you make such products. You've got to use something else. You've got to use a different name for your own products. We've got the word coin here as a verb. That just means you invent a word.
Yeah, you come up with it for the first time and then apply it to whatever situation or product that you want. Now, in 1924, the company, Johnson & Johnson, put it into mass production. When you talk about mass production, you're talking about large quantities of a product or some sort of material being produced in a factory with big machines usually and lots of people. Unfortunately, sales at the start were very low. Here we're using the word initially. At the start just means initially. Initially, I didn't really like too many Taiwanese dishes, but I've gotten very accustomed to the flavors and the smell and the scent of different dishes, and I really love Taiwanese food now. So initially just means at first. So sales were pretty bad at first, but then they picked up.
I could also say as an example for this word, initially, when Stephanie initially started working with me, she initially thought I was some kind of idiot.
A little crazy.
And I overheard her talking to somebody else. She said, I can't work with this nut. Please get rid of him or I'm going to quit.
That's not true, but that's funny, Tom. I did think you're a little cuckoo.
Most people do. But in any case here, yes, initially sales were low. They didn't sell many of them at first. Mm-hmm. And it was not until Johnson & Johnson offered Boy Scout troops free Band-Aids, and then they donated unlimited supplies to the military during World War II, that sales soared. Now, this sentence is kind of split up here. It wasn't until blah, 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 that sales soared. So it wasn't until these things happened, and then the sales started to pick up. We're using the word soar here, like a bird in the sky. That means sales were really good. They were sky high.
They were great, you could say. Now, Band-Aids come in lots of different patterns, shapes, and sizes. At first, there was really just one standard size. But even as a little girl, I remember thinking, oh, I can get a smaller one, or I can get one where the adhesive tape is invisible. That's better looking, especially if you want to put it on your face. So they do come in all different shapes and sizes. There are antibiotic. They're both correct pronunciations. Antibiotic just means something that fights some sort of disease or germ. So that's good. A lot of times if you get a cut, it'll get infected because little germs get inside. And you don't want that. That will make that wound worse. So those are actually quite helpful. Waterproof. You can wear your Band-Aids in the shower and they stay on.
Or when you're swimming.
I always get those kind. Mm-hmm. Fabric. And some even have really interesting, pretty material on the outside. There are also plastic varieties. I haven't seen those before.
Yeah, exactly. So there are many different kinds of choices. They've come a long way. So if you ever have a small cut, remember, everything will be okay with an okay bung. Hey, our writer here is actually using the Chinese term here, okaybung, I hope I said that right, but that's the local term for this particular thing. In America, we call these Band-Aids, but again, remember, that is a copyrighted term. In other places, they probably use a different term. But if you get cut when you're at the Grand Canyon in America, ask for a Band-Aid. They'll know exactly what you mean. Okay, now that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We're going to hear from our Chinese teacher right now.
接着我们来看到第四个空格，前面的句子很长，那么在这里提到呢，他就预先想要多做几个绷带。让我们从逗号后面开始看， Attaching gauze squares along a strip of adhesive tape that blank for a fabric called crinoline。在这里呢，他预先呢把这些呢方形的纱布贴在长条的胶布上面，然后 that 所代替的就是 a strip of adhesive tape， 然后呢他就用这样子的一个称作克里诺林的布来把它盖上去这个有粘性的胶布上面。我们在这里要注意的，刚刚提醒的是 that 代替的是前面有粘性的胶布，然后我们后面它是一个完整的句子，所以主词是 he， 先准备好绷带，可是呢这个粘性的胶布还要附上一层这样子的一个衬布。在这里我们可以选择 B 选项， he then covered with， 其实把 that 所代替的先行词放进来，也就是 he then covered the strip of adhesive tape with the fabric。 所以第四题我们答案就选择 B 的选项。接着来看到第五个空格，前面的句子说到呢，其实从1924年这家公司就开始大量的生产，照理来讲很好用啊，但是第五个空格后面的句子却说 sales were initially low， 刚开始呢这个销售量是很低的，那么你就会想到大量生产代表应该很多人需要，但是销售量却相当的低，所以有一种反差，所以标准答案第五题我们就可以选择 D 选项的 however， 有然而但是的意思。第六个空格，我们要请同学画几个关键字词，叫做 It was not until。在英文里面呢，我们常常说直到怎么样才怎么样，我们也可以把它变成分裂句，变成 It was not until 加子句，然后 that 再把后面句子的其他部分完成。所以第六题的答案呢是由 A 选项的 that， 这一句呢就解释成为呢要直到这家公司提供给男童子军免费的 OK 棒，那么在二战期间也捐赠了无限的供应量给军队，这时候 sales soared， 它的销售量才开始猛增。到了现在你会发现呢 OK 泵有不同的图案形状跟大小。第七个空格的句子说到 There are antibiotic, waterproof, fabric and plastic blank seven， 所以有抗菌的、防水的、还有布料以及塑料的、塑胶的，怎么样呢？在这里第七个空格 A 选项 purposes 目的， B regulations 规则， C varieties 种类， D deficiencies 不足、缺乏，搭配文意这么谈的就是不同的种类，所以正确答案选 C。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully you won't need a Band-Aid in the future. Please be careful and don't get cut. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.